John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. I'm speaking with my colleague of many years, Victor Davis Hanson of the Hoover Institution. He's in California. He observes what we do here in, from the East Coast, but they're a lot closer to it. The border of California and Baja, Mexico, the border of Texas and Arizona, New Mexico, and Mexico. Victor, one tragedy more than any other bothered me this last week of reporting. It was a photograph in one of the California papers, I believe San Diego, I could be wrong, of a young woman with her daughter in her arms in Tijuana, Mexico. She had no shoelaces. She also didn't know where her 14-year-old was. She didn't know. Why? Because she crossed the border in Texas, was then detained. The shoelaces were taken from her. All shoelaces are taken from those who are detained. Flown to San Diego, put on a bus, and driven across the border and deposited in Mexico. That's where she is that when the photograph was taken. I don't know where she is now. The Biden administration is doing this routinely. There are reports all the time that they're doing this to hundreds of people, maybe thousands by now. And yet the march of the migrants continues. What is to be done for the Biden administration? What do they need to learn to know that they must act effectively, that this passivity waiting for another story to take its place is not working?
Well, we start with the truth. They manufactured this crisis. The border was quiet, and it was quiet in a way it had not been for 3 years because people wanted to test Trump. And so he had done a number of things. He had made agreements with Latin American, Central American governments and Mexico that people who want to apply for refugee status will do so in their home territory. And those countries will protect their, not only their Mexico's border with us, but their borders with other countries so that there will be obstacles all the way to getting to the United States. They will build 450 miles. The United States will fence, at least rebuild most of it. And they will not have any more catch and release. And when you add all of those together, and that was a process, John, it came out of fighting almost endless lawsuits of going head to head with the DOD and the Secretary of Defense, who did not want to use DOD money for border security, fighting with his own people and the bureaucracy of the Homeland Security. But after all of that sturm und drang, he won. And he handed this to Joe Biden. All Joe Biden had to say was, I'm going to be a more humane president and say that to his base and then just let everything run on autopilot. But he couldn't do it. So he systematically reversed every single thing that Donald Trump did. And guess what? It all happened. The flux came right back as we thought it would. And a final note, when you talk about these tragedies of these unaccompanied minors, they do have parents. And people who are coming from Honduras are not all refugees, as their governments tell us. And we've got to get rid of this idea that a noble, oppressed person is going to come here and sometimes knowingly separate from a minor so that the minor will have a better chance of getting not just in the United States, but sanctuary, and at some future date can bring his parent across. That's very cynical, putting one's own child in some cases at risk. And so when the first thing you do is break the law by crossing the border, the second thing you do is break it again by residing there. And the third thing you do is usually manufacturing some type of false identification to perpetuate that. That's not a noble thing to do. And so we've got to be honest and take the flak and say, wait a minute. Yes, Mexican government officials are corrupt or they're cynical, and so are people in Central America who want that $100 billion in remittances. But you people are not innocent actors yourself. If you want changes in Honduras and El Salvador and Mexico, then stay there and be voices of dissent. Don't flee and then cross the border with complaints against your new hosts, because many of them come across and then they act as if they're citizens of the United States. Say, Joe Biden promised me this.
Yes.
Now he's not delivering. Well, you're not a citizen. You don't have a right to make a claim on the American political system. And so that's got to change. It used to be an immigrant came in the United States full of gratitude. Thank you. And that's not true anymore. It's with full of expectations of entitlement. Where is my check? Where is this? How, I don't want to live like this. I want to go there. No, you don't have any rights. You're not a citizen. And so I think nothing's going to change until the Americans say, wait a minute. These are, we're not evil and they're not noble. It's much more complex than that.
In these closing minutes, I mentioned that the Biden administration past days has deputized the Mexican army to in some fashion intervene for the migrants coming from the south, from the Northern Triangle to Mexico. Victor, the Washington believes that hiring the Mexican army is going to stop this? Are they uninformed or are they cynical or both? They could be both. We have about a couple of minutes.
Well, there is no Mexican army as we know it. There's a Mexican army in theory, but a Mexican army that's controlled by various regional interests, and that can include illegal interests. So it's not a corruption-free organization that you can really trust. But that's part of a larger agenda where we're even thinking now of paying individuals a stipend not to come into the United States. It is as if, John, we've lost all confidence in who we are, our traditions, our origins. And we don't have the moral authority anymore to say, you know what? We want you to make something like the United States in your own country. And we're here to help you. But to do that, you have to have free market capitalism, protection of private property, constitutional government, an independent judiciary, equality between the sexes. And you have to not be racially chauvinistic, as many of those countries are, especially their treatment of indigenous people. But we can't do that. And so they have no respect for us. They think if you think you're racist and you think you're flawed at your origins, then maybe you are. And maybe I can just come in and tell you what to do because you're obviously willing to, you know, pay penance for your evil sins of you and your fathers. And that's the attitude that we're in. It's not sustainable.
Victor Davis Hanson is a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.